Today is March 16th, 2006. It's approximately 9:30 a.m. We're at Gail Hall Frazier's home in Owosso, Michigan. First, we're going to introduce the members of the team that we have here today.
Jerry Smith.
Marilyn Coulter.
And I'm Cheryl McQuaid. Today we're interviewing, as I said, Teresa Gail Frazier. And Gail, will you state your name and spell it for us?
Teresa, T-H-E-R-E-S-A, Frazier, F-R-A-S-H-E-R.
And what is your address?
6191 Krause Road, Ovid, O-V-I-D, Michigan.
And are you married?
Yes.
Do you have children?
Yes.
Where were you born and raised?
I was born in Lansing, but I was raised in Missouri.
And what is your educational level?
High school grad.
Were you in the military?
Yes.
What branch of military?
I was an Army reservist.
What did your parents do for a living?
My father was a night policeman, and my mother was just a homemaker.
What did you do before you hired into Fisher Body?
I worked in a hospital.
Doing what?
As a nurse's aide.
And where was that hospital at?
In Lansing.
When did you come to Lansing after living in Missouri?
In 1971.
So you were in Missouri for 20 years? That's bad math.
No, I was 15 when I came to Lansing. No.
Could you tell me a little bit about why you hired into Fisher Body? How did you know they were hiring?
Media.
It was in the news, or?
Yeah.
And
that was when they were hiring people off the street and not using unemployment. Mm.
And when did you hire into Fisher Body?
August 22nd, 1977.
Were you one of the people that came down and put your application and stood in line?
Yes.
How long of a line did you have to stand in?
I stood in line probably about an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Good weather, I hope.
Yes.
Do you remember any of the people you were standing in that line with?
No.
The day that you hired into Fisher Body, how were you shown your job?
I reported to the main office, the supervisor's offices, and one of the main supervisors took me to a job, and they began to show me how to do a particular job, but then some of the other workers told them that they could not put me on that job because it was not legal, because the person that was on it was just on vacation, so they could not place me on it. So then I had to go back to the supervisor's office until they could find a place to put me. So it was kind of
Did you sit in the office for quite a while?
For the rest of the day, yes.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Marilyn Coulter.
And what department was this in?
In trim.
In the trim department?
Yes.
Okay. Was it on the big car line or the little car line? Do you remember?
It was on the big car line.
The big car line. Was it the hard trim or the soft trim?
It was soft trim.
Yeah, the soft trim. Ah, the final.
Gail, did you hire in on first shift or second shift?
It was first shift.
How long were you on that first shift?
Just a few months.
And then you were bumped to second shift?
Yes.
How old were you when you hired in?
22.
So young. So the next day, you were actually put on your first job?
Yes.
What did you think about the plant? What was your first reaction walking in there?
I was just glad that I was working.
Was the money a big deciding factor in going in there?
Yes.
So can you tell me about some of the people you worked around, some of the people that you met?
God, that's been 30 years, almost 30 years ago. All right, whenever I first job that they really tried to get me on was, we had a boss that Floyd Jackson was MC?
Mm-hmm. General Foreman.
General Foreman, thank you. And when he shift changed, when they done the rollover from the night guy came to the day shift and the day shift went to the nights, we got John.
Don Martinucci?
No,
John
Powers.
Powers, okay.
Okay, John Powers had this great, bright idea for me and Rose, Big Boob Rose
Rodriguez,
to put sunroofs in,
mm-hmm.
which were these big, heavy things, and we were supposed to be the ones to do this job. So he had me and her going to do this job on days. Well, me and her were trying to do this job on days. Well, after they realized we couldn't do it, they put her on some other job, and then they put me behind the ovens, which the ovens you had to, is what the car went through, mm-hmm. the heated mm-hmm. ovens before you put your, so that they could put the glue on, so that they could put the mm-hmm. the vinyl paddings and stuff on before they put the vinyl tops on. They had me doing rework. And it was a rework thing. They had to put a patch on the side because there was a space that was not getting covered with these pads before the vinyl was going on. So I was having to do a rework job. So that was my job for a couple of months before I finally had to go to night shift.
What do you think the big difference was between day shift and night shift?
Just, not getting to do things. I mean, when you have my kid, after I had my kid, was having to work nights I didn't like. I think I missed out a lot with him.
Marilyn Coulter.
Gail, after working in a hospital and then coming into a factory and you have the different types of noises and you're building cars versus taking care of people. What was that like going in from a hospital environment to coming into a factory environment? Was it a big difference for you?
Yeah. But,
Was the factory what you had expected? Did you know anybody who worked in Fisher Valley before you hired in?
My brother worked in a factory.
Okay. So you kind of figured, you kind of had an idea of what you were going to walk into?
Yeah, I had toured
Okay.
Oldsmobile before, so.
Okay, so you kind of knew what a factory was going to look like inside. Oh, okay.
So, you were doing the rework job. How long did that job last?
I think it was just a couple of months.
Oh, really? So it was very temporary?
Yeah.
What,
Actually, there was worry of whether getting laid off by Christmas or not, you know.
And did you get laid off?
No, there was a lot of people that did, but at first, you know.
Seems like I remember some of the layoffs back then were, you may have been right on the line of getting laid off or not being laid off. And didn't
That's
know
the
until
the
last
was.
Minute. Do you remember any of the collections? I know you did a lot of collections for charities and going around the floor and taking up money for stuff. Do you remember how much work that was, trying to get a job done and run out and collect? And
I did the thing for the orphanage thing. Yeah, it was hard. I had a lot of help. A lot of help.
People covering your job so that you could run.
My job. And a lot of working up the line to just get a minute here or a minute there, and losing a job down the line and having to work it back up. And yeah. But yeah, there was a lot of money made.
Well, did you find that the people that you worked with were very open when it came time to giving things to charity?
When it was done properly, yeah.
Ah, so it made a difference on the how and the who, huh?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay. When you hired in, do you remember any, do you remember what were there any pranks or jokes or new hire initiations that you had to go through? Or witness, maybe.
Oh, there was always something going on.
Do you have any of those funny moments that you remember seeing?
Do you, I'm sorry, Cheryl, I'm quiet. Do you remember what a typical lunch would have been? What'd you do for lunch?
Wrong question.
How about break times? Was that like playing cards or?
Played a lot of cards.
What kind of cards did you play?
A lot of euchre. Usually euchre.
Now, Gail, did you live close to the plant? Did you live far away?
I lived within walking distance, yes.
So you walked to work. What was that like?
Not night shift, but when I was on days, that there was times that I walked. And Carol Capp used to, when I was on days, she would sometimes come and park at the house, and her and I would walk to work.
So what was that like, living that close to where you were to?
It was nice, so you didn't have to get up as early. Mm-hmm. Didn't take you as long to get ready to go to work, so you could sleep in. So.
When you lived in the plant, were there ever any kind of noises, high traffic, or anything like that you had living close to an assembly plant?
Not to the plant itself, no.
No. Do you remember what you or some of your neighbors might have felt about the plant and the people working there? Did your neighbors like the fact that the plant was there?
I don't think they had anybody had any problem with it.
Did you find that by living close? Well, actually, I'll back up a little bit. Did you find that? Did you see your coworkers of like your brothers and your sisters kind of like, or families and friends?
Yeah.
No. So you developed a lot of long-standing relationships?
Yeah. I still see.
Really? And now, because your husband also works there.
Right.
Correct. And by having friends in the plant and living so close to the plant, did you find that sometimes you got more company than you really wanted?
Sometimes.
So sometimes there's pluses and minuses living close to that class.
Sometimes. But most of the time it was, you know, I had no problem.
Okay, that's good.
Gail, another thing I know that you did in the plant was you put together a lot of the departmental dinners. Was that kind of like the collections, working up the line, trying to get somebody to sign up to bring this dish, that dish? Can you tell me a little bit about that whole process?
We usually had organizing a dinner was just, you know, like you said, just everybody brings something in to have a dinner with. One person bring, you know, this dish, and another one bring that, and I'd have to do, you know, a couple of jobs at a time in order to have a couple of minutes extra to talk to somebody to find out what they were going to bring so that we wouldn't have duplications or something.
And were those few people that you didn't want to ask them what they're going to bring? You maybe told them, please bring this because you make that awesome? Or were there people that just had good dishes that you liked brought in? Or
yeah, certain people had certain things that you knew you could count on.
Did you only do dinners for holidays, or did you just sometimes do them just because it was Saturday?
Usually every Saturday we'd have dinners, like a tailgate.
Oh, okay. And that kind of helped to build that camaraderie amongst employees, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
Particularly being young.
Do you remember any of the supervisors you had? What, any of the good supervisors or bad supervisors? And
What made them good or bad?
Yeah, what made that supervisor good or bad?
Well, you had people like Paul Grant. Paul Grant was good because usually if you get a supervisor like Paul Grant and Bob Vaughn and people like that, that you do your job, you do what you're supposed to do, they'll leave you alone, and if they leave you alone, then you're okay, then you're fine. And they were like that, you know.
So that's what made a good supervisor, was somebody that let you do your job.
And just let you do your job if you're doing it right, you know. So if you do your job, then they'd stay off your back. And
do you have a favorite memory of being in the plant? Or a saddest memory?
Yeah, I've got a sad memory. A bad memory, I should say.
Do you want to share it with us, or?
Well, I guess I could tell you about it. I thought it was awful when that guy got crushed up in 3X.
Oh. Oh.
That was awful. I was there. I thought that was terrible. Because it took too long for anybody to get up there.
Yes, it did. I was there that day, too. You're right.
Because I was over on one end, and I had walked all the way over. I saw people running with the, you know, the red hats and stuff, but nobody could. Because I watched him when they took him down, and he was gone when they took him down.
Felt like a piece of wet spaghetti, didn't he? Took a long time to see. And even though...
And they won't pronounce anybody dead in that plant.
No.
But he was dead.
Yeah, he was purple.
And that was awful.
I know that after that day, they had... because we do have a wonderful EAP program. and they had counseling. Did you get to receive some of the counseling that they gave us from that?
No, I didn't go.
And talk to them. I know they had provided that service. And I know they got there as fast as they could, and it seemed like an eternity because, you know, in times like that, it seems like forever when they respond. And the ERT team, they responded, but that was a difficult time with all the workers working, and then you're stopped at that particular point. And did you find that bring you and your coworkers together more for a brief period of time, sharing something awful like that?
I don't think really nobody else really, I don't know, everybody just kind of...
Didn't talk about it, huh?
Didn't talk about it.
Yeah. That's,
When did that happen? Do you remember a year?
Oh.
Happened, it was during change, I was working changeover, so it had been in the 90s.
Was that when they were putting the monorail in for the doors off? Mm-hmm.
Yep, the doors off. Okay. That's what it was.
Right by where our old team worked. Yeah.
And he was a contract
employee.
Yeah, and he wasn't supposed to be up there, but had a spotter down below.
Yeah, he was. And in fact, unfortunately, that was his last day. He was getting ready to retire from his company after that.
There was supposed to have been a spotter down below.
He was working unsafe and in doing something he really, you know, he didn't know when that chain was going to start back up. Because he had started working during lunchtime and finishing up something during lunch, and when the line started up, he got caught in the chain.
He wasn't supposed to be up there without them. Mm-hmm. There was supposed to have been a spotter down below anyway.
That's correct. Now, during your time working there, have you always worked in the trim department?
Yes.
And did you do most of your time on days or nights?
Most of it was on nights.
Did you have a preference between the shifts?
I wanted to be on days, but...
Was that because you preferred it, or because you had children, or...?
Well, because I had a child.
Would you say that the...
But it took that long to be able to get, you know, get enough seniority to be able to get there and stay there. I had been there and then, you know, got bounced back, and because I'd went to the door line, I used to pull doors where you'd have to go out and, I guess I should explain, where you'd go out and you'd have to pull the doors out of the boxes according to the way they would go coming down the line to go on to the job.
Oh, so you pulled out the door trim panels?
Yeah.
And you sequenced them?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Now, were the interior doors, were they heavy?
Were they
pretty heavy? Because you're little.
Well, you had a bread cart that you had to put 20 doors, enough for 20 cars. Mm. Doors for 20 cars. And that meant sometimes four doors. Mm. So that would be front doors and rear doors. And your cart... bread cart could weigh up to 1,000 pounds.
Oh my goodness.
And they would want you to push this cart around. And that's why I got Sally Grubaugh and we got ergonomics to get me my little cart. We done done a whole thing. I done a video thing for them. For ergonomics, when they got the little cart that we used, that to pull this thing with, because that was 1,000 pounds that they were having me push by physically, you know. Mm. It got to be really bad.
Hey, lucky you didn't get injured pushing that around.
Well, I claimed Dorkman's comp on them because, you know, I kept getting leg problems because I kept pushing off with one leg, you know.
So did the cart help you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, all I had to do was hook it up and get on it.
So actually,
you can probably look it up in the papers. There was a write-up in the paper about it.
Oh, in the Line Times? Oh, okay.
But, and having ergonomics, because Sally Grubel was an hourly employee who got to work in the ergonomics department. And that was one of those programs that came in place that actually helped workers pretty much, didn't you think?
My brother was the one that started the ergonomics program over at Oldsmobile.
Really? Excellent.
Yeah.
What was his name?
Will Clayton.
Yeah, Lansing was known as the capital of quality. Why do you think that it was called that?
Because I think we've done a good job at putting out a quality product.
Do you think that most of your coworkers cared about their jobs and what they did?
Yeah, because everybody that I ever worked around didn't like putting anything bad on a car. If it was junk, then they wouldn't put it on.
Fisher Body also was called a lot of different things. BOP, BOC, LAD, LCA. What did you feel about the name changes?
It was Fisher Body. It's always been Fisher Body.
Thank you, Cole.
I get tremors.
Okay. Is there anything that we've not...
I'm sorry, I take a medication that has... That's like a chemo thing, and sometimes I get tremors from it, so... Sorry.
No, that's you're okay. Fine. You're fine. I just want to make sure you were comfortable, that's all. You're good.
Is there anything that we've not asked you that you'd like to share with us?
Can't think of anything.
Well, I just want to say thank you so much for having us in your home and sharing your memories with us.
Yes, thank you.
Glad you came out.
Yes, thank you. And I think thank you for all the dinners you probably helped put on and all the people you helped out with your collections. Thank and you, she makes Gail. A wonderful piece of pie, too. Cake.
Thank you, Gail.
No?
Yeah.